In the news, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he had frank or direct discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday in the city of Sochi. The two leaders discussed Ukraine, Syria, and Iran. Mr. Kerry has not visited Russia since tensions rose between the two countries over disagreements on Ukraine and Syria. Mr. Kerry met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov earlier. Mr. Lavrov later said it was absolutely necessary to avoid steps that could further harm relations between the two countries. He also said that Tuesday's meeting had helped leaders in Moscow and Washington better understand each other. The Philippines and Japan have held their first-ever bilateral naval training. Both countries are in a maritime territory dispute with China. The day-long exercises Tuesday in the South China Sea reportedly involved two Japanese destroyers and a Philippine Navy warship. Philippines officials said the training was not meant to send a message to China, but to improve military abilities. However, a Chinese foreign ministry official said her country remained concerned about the drills. She also accused the Philippines of repeatedly violating international laws and inciting tensions. A 5-day ceasefire began Tuesday between a coalition of Arab countries and Houthi rebels in Yemen. Hours earlier, the new UN envoy to Yemen arrived in the country. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed will seek to move Yemen's warring groups toward peace. The ceasefire is designed to permit humanitarian aid to reach civilians inside the country. Many are in need following the more than 6 weeks of ground battles after Saudi-led airstrikes. Also on Tuesday, Islamic militant websites reported the deaths of 4 leading al-Qaeda members in Yemen. The report says a suspected U.S. drone strike Monday killed the men. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif arrived in Kabul Tuesday, along with the Pakistani Army Chief General Raheel Sharif. Mr. Sharif condemned the Afghan Taliban's spring offensive. He warned that the Pakistani government will consider continuation of the attacks as terrorist acts. He promised to take shared action with Afghanistan against militant hideouts along the country's border. Mr. Sharif's comments were considered his strongest ever in support of peace in Afghanistan. Now, words in the news. Frank, adjective, used to say that someone is speaking or writing in a very direct and honest way. Bilateral, adjective, involving two groups or countries. Maritime, adjective, of or relating to sailing on the sea or doing business such as trading by sea. Drone, noun, an unmanned aircraft or ship guided by remote control or onboard computers.